5. Master the handling of objections or rejections. Certainly the biggest obstacle and the largest turnoff to becoming a salesperson is the rejection. Nobody likes it. We all want to be loved and accepted. Dogs also love to be loved and accepted, but they don't take it personally when you do not have the time to throw the frisbee with them. As a sales dog, you must learn to react the same way. The objection that a prospect gives you is not the problem. It is your emotional response to the objection that's the problem. Once you are able to remain emotionless in the face of the hardest critique, your brilliant mind will be able to handle those situations with ease. The problem is that rejection stimulates our most primal fears as human beings and causes deep emotional and mental disturbance. Classic rules of communication say that when you are in a heightened negative emotional state, your intelligence is low. Have you ever said something when you were upset and later wished you'd never said it at all? Have you ever been rendered speechless when someone got upset with you, only to come up with a snappy comeback hours later after you'd cooled off? That is what I mean. The skill of being cool and calm under fire is extremely easy to learn and rarely taught. It starts by erasing your own emotional responses through repetition. In the case of upset clients or prospects, you must learn how to identify the emotion behind their words. Once you do that, their objection begins to subside. Know also that behind every objection lies a benefit. For example, the objection might be, "The kitchen in this house is too small." But the benefit is, "We made the kitchen smaller in order to give more room to the living and entertainment area. This will keep people out of your kitchen when you're entertaining and in the other parts of the house." Another technique that's worked wonders for me and other sales dogs is the magic wand approach. When first interviewing a new prospect or when you receive too many objections, ask, "If I were to wave a magic wand in this case, what is it that you would want, or what is it that would work best?" This basic query repeatedly creates new avenues of possibilities and opportunities. Bone. Don't take it personally. When a prospect says no, all he is saying is that he is not interested in your product at this time, or that he doesn't understand something. It is not a reflection on you.